My name is Christian Lee Hudson, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people on the University of British Columbia campus. I am Sam.
I'm Molly.
And we are bringing you back to the garden today on this really
cloudy,
like mid Friday morning.
It happens. It's
weather
it's
report
October.
Mid. Yeah. I mean, it's not raining after we had a week of biblical scary rain.
Yeah.
So that's fun. But yes, we are bringing you back to the garden, which is our classic live music review show that we run out of CITR. And today we are shaking things up a little bit by doing a very special episode on none other than the Talking Heads. Not because we saw them in concert, but because Molly and I both saw the new re-release by A24 of Stop Making Sense, their
amazing
famous concert movie.
Amazing. It is an iconic, it's known as one of the best concert films of all time. I think that's honestly pretty accurate.
I think that's pretty accurate. It's very cinematic. It was visually striking. That opening scene with his foot that then pans to the stage, that was crazy.
I saw it with my dad. Sam saw it at the Rio.
Yeah.
So we both saw it separately, but it was equally good both times, I think. And what my dad said after watching it, an interesting thing he pointed out was that it doesn't really feel like when you're watching it, it doesn't feel like it was a concert. It more so feels like it was made to be a movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's filmed in a way that you never really see a camera. You don't really see an audience shot until the very end. And my dad said that audience shots in a concert movie are kind of cheap shots because it's, like, a cheap way to, like, add ambiance and be like, you're having fun, right? So it's shot in a way that really makes you feel like it's, like, supposed to be a movie. But it's just beautifully done. But it was also, like, such a high-energy concert that I'm like, I don't really know how they did this, especially for the time. Like, it really did set a standard for, I think, the concert films that were made afterwards. And, I mean, it has the iconic big suit. Amazing music.
It's such good. I mean,
you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk more about it maybe a little bit later, about the experience of watching it. But that's definitely, like, a good point to make, because you watch it, this movie, and it really does, like watch, like, an actual concert. And at the Rio, when I went, people just went, like, banana crazy, ape shit, like, whatever word we want to use, people treat it as if we were at, like, a concert,
which,
like,
so
in the
fun.
80s, and everyone, like, went, like, the security guards were coming and, like, ripping people off the stage and, like, off the, like, exits, and people were, like, going crazy, like, immediately, because it was kind of like, oh, we're just, like, essentially at a Talking Heads concert. This isn't, like, a documentary where I'm, like, you know, observing, like, an interview, or there's, like, you know, specific things to pick up on. It's just kind of fun and
it's
very
just
well
having
filmed.
Fun.
Yeah, and it's, like, really cool how they kind of, like, layer everything. Like, that opening song we just played for you is how they open the film, and it's, like, a stripped-down version of Psycho Killer, essentially. And it starts with just David on the stage.
Yeah.
Whereas normally that song is more produced than that. And then it's, like, one at a time, they all kind of come on.
So neat.
And it builds and gets, like, bigger and bigger until it's, like, crazy fun.
So if you haven't seen Stop Making Sense, literally go rent it. I don't
find
know.
Find it
get
somewhere.
Your hands on it.
Yeah,
somehow
I think.
Get your hands on
it. I definitely think seeing it in a movie theater, because I do believe that when it initially came out, they specifically did not release it on, like, VCA, like, whatever it would have been, tape or, like, DVD, because Talking Heads as the band was like, this is a cinematic experience. You want this to, we want this only to be consumed in a theater.
Yeah.
And then obviously since then, now you can find it and, like, watch it on YouTube, I'm sure. But I think going to the theaters right now is a very exciting.
Yeah, I agree.
Cultural moment that this has been re-released and it's, like, out again, because it is really fun to see, like, on a screen. And especially the restored version is, like, way better quality
than
an old
it's
version.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it already, get your tickets, go, like, tonight.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we're going to be playing Talking Heads hits, some of the live versions, some adjacents, as we always do.
Yeah.
And I think without further ado, we're going to play a few songs.
Let's
we're
get on
start
it.
Off with Burning Down the House off of Speaking in Tongues.
Yes.
This is such a fun song.
Such a fun song. We'll do two Speaking in Tongues songs to kick us off, right? Yeah.
So we've got Burning Down the House. We got This Must Be the Place. Again, a classic.
Yeah. Naive Melody in brackets, which I've always wondered what that means.
What
like,
does that
why?
Mean?
Where's the other melody? / why Naive Melody?
Let's
like,
keep it naive.
Yeah. So,
and after that, we're going to play Once in a Lifetime and then maybe cut to some ads. So,
yeah.
I mean, enjoy all these classics.
Enjoy some, like, greatest hits, and then we'll take you down a path of, like, deep cuts and, you know,
some
inspiration.
Personal faves.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, without further ado, let's go crazy.
Burning down
and
the
keep up the Talking Heads. Have so much fun.
Oh. beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
This is a journey into sound.
Gotta have house!
Hi, this is DJ Wah inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
You in my hug now.
This is the house that funk builds.
This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Hello, we are back at 101.9 FM CITR. I am Sam.
I'm Molly.
And
we're
taking
you back to the garden.
Yes,
for
we
Talking
are.
Heads today.
Yes, Molly is working from a very precarious microphone right now, which is I'm getting a lot of pleasure
I'm, like,
from
upside
watching.
Down.
Yeah, watching her like contort their body around. Anyways, okay, so we are back with our Talking Heads episode in honor of Stop Making Sense, the phenomenal film that has been re-released by A24 this past fall. I don't know the exact date it was released this fall.
It was, let's call
it's
it
It's out
fall.
Right now. Yeah,
it's out right now. It's a 40th anniversary, I believe.
It's Yes, yeah. It's the 40th anniversary of The Concert because it was filmed in 1983. And it was really fun. When I went to see it at the Rio, they did a poll at the beginning. They were like, who's seen this movie before? And a bunch of people raised their hands. They were like, who's seen The Talking Heads live before? People raise their hands. They're
so
like, who's
cool.
seen, like, the, like, you know, who saw this tour? And people raise their hands. And someone was like, who was there when this was filmed? And people raised their
That's
hands.
So
they were
crazy.
Actually in the crowd. Like, I don't even know where it was filmed. And I think it was filmed over multiple days, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think they filmed it all at once. It was, like, a series of shows they did, like,
yeah.
at a residency, kind of, in, like, one venue, I believe, in California. But I'm going to double check that. But anyways, it was really cool to be like, wow, people are, like, on top of this.
Yeah.
This is, like, the community is out today.
Yeah.
For
I remember
heads.
My dad said that he saw the original release, but he very regretfully never saw them live. That's like one band, I believe, that he never saw live.
Yeah, well, because they broke up and then like really never came back together.
No.
Like I think I was reading and like a New Yorker article about the press for this movie, and I think it was the first time that the original four were all seen in the same room together,
yeah.
and they just did like a press tour to like film festivals, but like. They really don't perform anymore. And they all kind of have, like, I mean, Tom Tom Club continued.
Yeah.
David's kind of iconic. Like, he just
yeah.
exists.
So, he does a lot.
Yeah.
And...
Like, he's already, like, he'll be doing his own thing. Like, he's in, like, I feel like he makes random cameos in, like, music videos.
Random
and
cameos
with
and
other
also
bands. And,
does
like,
a lot of scores.
Yeah, of... yeah. He does do a lot of scores. Let's look him up. He's from Scotland. That's
Love.
Exciting for the Scottish. I didn't know that. Oh my God, but, whoa, 2 years after his birth, his family moved to Canada, settling in Hamilton, Ontario.
CanCon.
Do you know who's from Ontario? Molly.
Thank you.
Speak to that.
Thank you.
How's Hamilton? I've never been.
My dad currently lives in Hamilton. We've got a Hamilton native in the house, and in the house, I mean through the speakers right now.
Yes.
David, come on, come through. So that's very exciting.
That is exciting. I didn't even know that he has a Canadian background. That's
we're
actually really cool.
On air.
We were both in school. The reasons we have the show is because we love to learn.
We
are learning so much. And honestly, the Talking Heads lore is deep and vast, which we'll talk about more when we get into the adjacents.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of material
there.
There's
a lot to unpack there.
But anyways, let's play our next few songs. And I think we both have a story for the next few songs. So next up, we're going to play The Big Country from More Songs About Buildings, which is... their album from... Is that the whole name of the album? Hold on.
More Songs About Buildings and Food.
Yeah.
From 1978.
78. Okay, this is one of my all-time... maybe my favorite Talking Heads song for a very specific reason. For anyone that has seen the 2016 Mike Mills movie, 20th Century Women, also released by A24, this is like... the heavy song that like anchors the soundtrack, and it's like this gorgeous coming of age movie about this like boy in the 70s, and he's like raised by these like different women in his life, and then like he's kind of in like the avant-garde beginnings of punk, and there's a lot of scenes where he's going to like these new punk clubs and like sneaking out and doing all these things, and the Talking Heads are very much like
that vibe.
A heavy, I mean, there's a certain line in the film that's in reference to the Talking Heads that I don't know if I can say on air, but at one point someone like spray paints onto his mom's car Art Effsler, because apparently that was like the insult for like Talking Heads fans versus like whatever big band rivaled them at
yeah.
the time, which clearly we don't know, so maybe we are some Art Effslers in the house right now, but I remember watching that movie and being like, this is so funny, and like everything about this is like interesting, and this song very much like anchors like a lot of the like montages, and the song is like a recurring motif in the film, and even
a
if you
favorite.
Watch the trailer for the film, I believe it's like the background, so that's why I picked it on our playlist today, because I love this song.
Yeah,
and it was not in Stop Making Sense.
No,
it's not
it was
in the
not
movie. Yeah,
and in contrast to that, I picked a live version of Life During Wartime, which is off the Stop Making Sense soundtrack, And first of all, I love the live version. Second of all, I just love this song because it's when he has a goofy suit on, right?
Yeah, this is the one where he goes, like, because he changes his outfit a lot. It's, like, alterations.
There's 18, like, different outfit changes and 18 different versions of, like, crazy for everyone on stage.
Yeah.
Or for most people, like, they're always, they're changing their outfits. It's crazy.
And it's kind of like they're always, like, similar but different. But he puts on the crazy suit for this one. That's, like, really, like, the large shoulders. And he looks, like, boxy and kind of weird.
And he has the iconic, little like dance, little squiggly wavy dance. I don't know. This
I
just
love
a lot of fun.
His dancing is so fun too.
It's so
he is
fun.
So fun. Yeah,
he is so
we
love.
I mean, we could do it. We could like probably just do a like a speaking podcast about David Byrne and his like influence and what he does because he's
I've also
very
been
interesting.
David Byrne wrong with confidence. I was saying
how do we
David
say
Bryan
it?
For a long time.
Okay. I mean, is that maybe how you pronounce
nope,
it?
It's
okay.
David Byrne. Sure.
Okay.
Because
I was okay. Because I've always said that, but I heard someone once say like David like Bryn, and I was like, okay, maybe I'm having like Mandela syndrome or whatever. Like what's it called? Like Mandela effect. And I'm like, I've just been reading this wrong my whole life. But that's good to know. But also mistakes happen, and like pronouncing things differently is beautiful.
David Bryan's dancing.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Without further ado, we're gonna play the
it.
Big Country
yeah.
and Life During Wartime live version. Enjoy. We'll
have
catch some ads,
so
and
much...
then we'll do some adjacents.
Yeah, let's go crazy.
I guess it tastes real good. Hey, hope of an answer someday. I got 3 passports, couple of visas, don't even know my real name. On a hillside, trucks are loading, everything's ready to roll. I sleep in the daytime, I work in the nighttime. I got my name, I get hard. This ain't no party, this ain't no disco. Detroit, heard about Pittsburgh, PA. You ought to know not to stand by the window. Somebody see you up there. I got some groceries, some peanut butter to last a couple of days. But I ain't got no speakers, ain't got no headphones, ain't got no records to play.
What's in college? Why go to night school?
Through the roadblock, we've been knitting with the crowd. We got computers, we're tapping phone lines, knowing that that ain't allowed. We dress like students, we dress like housewives, or in a suit and a tie. Changed my hairstyle so many times now, but what I look like. You make me shiver, I feel so tender. We make a pretty good team. Don't get exhausted, I'll do some fighting. You wanna get you some sleep. Turn on my notebooks, oh, back to my notebooks. They won't help me survive. My chest is aching and it burns like a furnace. The burning gives me a
caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Hello.
Welcome back
to 101.9 FM CITR. We are bringing you Back to the Garden. I am Sam.
I'm Molly.
And we are going to continue on with our Talking Heads episode special for their release of Stop Making Sense.
Yeah.
The film.
We've arrived at the adjacent section.
Although our first adjacent. I mean, we have story. I have stories with all these adjacents, actually. But okay. Essentially, my experience seeing this film at the Rio was crazy. It was like, we all had our seats. It was sold out. It was like a big thing. It was very sold out. They sent us like 3 emails beforehand being like, this is sold out. Like, if you don't want your ticket, let us know. So we come, every seat is full. And within 5 minutes of the show beginning, like, some David Byrne dressed up little like Zuzus like start like sprinting towards the stage. And it's like, oh my God, like they're just there. Like, at first I was like, oh, they're crazy. They're going to like dance the entire time. And then it was like an alarm went off and I was like, actually, wait, like I want to dance. We're just watching a concert.
Yeah.
So like suddenly like the stage or like the front of the cinema got like rushed by people. So there was maybe like, I don't know how many people the Rio seats, but I would argue it felt like there was 100 people lined up.
Like, when I that feel very like it's thin... around 250. That's a random number. But in my head, I've seen like 250 seats.
I feel like that makes sense, and if that's the case, 100 seems like a good estimate, but there was a lot of people. It was like hot and sweaty, like a concert. Like, a lot of people ran up to this, like, to the screen, and we just kind of danced and, like, enjoyed the concert, the movie, as if it was a concert.
Yeah.
It was like, when they flashed, like, the thing, the words on the screen, people were like, dog, like, cigarette, like, whatever words were popping up during their little, like, intermission period. And people had, like, seen the movie, obviously, before, so we're, like, really knew, like, what the lyrics were going to be, and they'd be like, what's that sound? And then, like, whatever, the song would start, and the first lyric would be, like, the sound of blood. Like, I don't know. Stuff kept happening where I was like, this is so fun. Like, everyone
feels like a Rocky Horror experience.
That's how I can only describe it. It actually felt like we were, like, this was, like,
a cult
classic
cinema,
type movie, where it's like, there's, like, a ritual you do with it, even though I don't know if that's the case for this movie,
no.
But it was just, like, a really wired crowd that was having a lot of fun, and it was, like, exhausting. I had to, like, sit down multiple times and, like, go back in, because I was like, this is crazy, and not what I expected, but it did devolve at one point, because then people started rushing the stage, which they...
Rushing the stage for a movie at the Rio is crazy.
Yeah, because it was, like, so much fun, and we were, like, all so crowded, and it was like, oh, there's more room on the stage, so people were, like, climbing up, and then, like, the security guards were coming, and people
That's
were, like,
so funny.
Being torn off, and it was, like, it felt like, I was, like, I wonder if this is what going to a Talking Heads concert would have been, like, back in the day, because it was, like, punk, right, in theory,
it was
part of punk, which is, like, weird to look back on, I feel like, and to be, like, I don't associate them as much
but
as being punk,
time,
but
I
think that they're kind of, like, the, like, forefathers to it, but anyways, I think one of the best parts of the movie for me personally is when they make that switch to the Tom Tom Club, which I did not realize. I knew that them as a band, and I didn't realize that it was a spinoff of Talking Heads.
Neither.
And it's the bassist and I think the keyboardist that ran the Tom Tom Club together.
Yeah, or is it the drummer?
Let's see. I can pull up their names. Yeah, it is made out of a husband and wife team, Chris France and Tina Weymouth, who are both...
Tina
slays,
as a side note... Her little outfits, I was mesmerized. Also, she, no notes on Tina. She is perfect. She is lovely. When I wasn't looking at the giant suit, I was looking at her just like dancing.
I'm obsessed with Tina.
Her little leg warmers, her little...
No, she gives. Yeah,
we
really love Tina. No, and I think that transition to me was the most fun part because I was like so shocked. I was like, this is... Like, I had never seen the movie, and I was like, I did not realize that this was going to be in this, and that this even was Talking Heads. So that was really exciting, and I think the crowd went really crazy for that one, because they really just changed their sound. And in the film, like, in the concert, they're like, it is now the Tom Tom Club, and I was like, what? And then they're like, and back to Talking Heads, and it just, like, changes again.
So fun.
And the whole vibe is very different. So we're going to start with Genius of Love by Tom Tom Club, and then we're going to play you Candy Says by the Velvet Underground, which, doing some research, I found out David Byrne worked on this song. He was... a collaborator with the Velvet Underground in some capacities.
That makes
sense to me.
As he was,
like, kind of like, as he says, tramping around the United States in his youth. He kind of like joined many different bands and contributed and was like in that art scene. And then after that, we're going to play one of my favorite songs, Swing Low Magellan by the Dirty Projectors, which is a very different vibe than I feel like the Talking Heads, but this is also cited as one of their biggest inspirations.
Yeah.
And it's one of David Byrne's favorite songs. And he really talks about why he like admires their like story like telling style that their albums have as like a cohesive project. But we're only gonna listen to one song, so I don't know if that'll come across. But yeah.
Regardless. Some fun adjacents, yeah. Some fun backstories behind these, and we hope you enjoy. Here is
Genius of Love,
Tom Tom Club.
Love.
Just go. Oh, hand it, oh, hand it, oh, hand it. So let it be. arrested. Six or eight by seven, post a sentinel at the border of what you attend, what you ignore. I saw my frame in a pool of light, all drowned in doubt and shame, and I knew that I had lost my sight.
Explode.